candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Just in, this message, brand new, from Jeff Bezos.
It is I, Jeff Bezos. An inconsequential competitor of Amazon Prime has fired a shot across my bow. It's a small retailer called... Walmart? Never heard of it. Apparently, they have a subscription service called Walmart Plus and have partnered with the streaming service Paramount Plus. Hey, by the way, what's up with all the pluses? Is that like new math or something? Let me put it this way, Walmart Plus. I'm not scared of you. Plus, I don't care. Plus, the typical people of Walmart do not desire to shop at home. When a 60-year-old man puts on high heels, fishnet stockings, a Hulk Hogan t-shirt, and a cowboy hat, they kind of want to show it off, you know, in public.
Now he brings a smile to every show. He joins us on as we hit the 8 o'clock hour. Steve's on the phone. What's up, Steve?
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to share with you a little things going on down here in Pensacola.
Okay.
Following the Rich Thomas app, we were out on the beach, stayed out there till 3:30 because we saw things coming our way. And sure enough, there was like a shelf cloud that kind of graced Pensacola. Understand, Destin had a water spout.
Yeah, but the most incredible water spout you'll ever see. I posted it.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, yeah. And when we got in the truck, it was the temperature reading was 107.
Yeah,
and when we got back to the campground, it was 100 degrees, so it was a nice toasty day down in Pensacola. Then, of course, this morning is really nice, but it was the hottest day I ever spent in Pensacola, and the most dynamic weather day.
Yeah, well, it's not going to be a good weekend in, down at the beach, I can tell you that.
Oh, so. Boy. Well, I'll tell you.
Thanks for the call.
But, I guess. All right, y'all take care. We'll
appreciate
see you down here.
Thank you.
Thanks. Hey, good morning, Sparky.
Good morning.
Hey,
just got back from New Jersey.
Yep.
Good.
My brother-in-law had a lot of projects going, and we would go to Home Depot every day. That place is booming. I guess everybody's fixing their houses up or something, but the lines were always at least 8 deep. Lots of contractors.
In New Jersey?
In New Jersey, yes, sir.
East Coast or West Side? West of the state?
Huh?
What are they building? I mean,
who knows?
People are moving out of New Jersey in droves.
Well, the ones that are staying are fixing up.
Well, I couldn't be happier for them.
Another thing, a lot of support for Trump. The only support I saw for Biden was, let's go, Brandon, pretty much.
Glad to hear that, too. Thanks for the call, Sparky. It is 8:04. Yeah, people are fleeing Jersey by the hundreds of thousands. They're one of the states that lost the congressional district.
I know it's not a terrible state. I mean, as far as scenery and stuff,
the West Side.
But
is beautiful.
I think of I always think of Newark when I think of New Jersey,
or Union City, where you get that first whiff of sulfur.
Yeah,
or Passaic, or any. In fact, I read a thing over the weekend, the 10 worst places to live, 4 of them were cities in New Jersey. Passaic, Patterson, Newark, and Trenton.
Camden.
All made the list.
Camden also.
They may have been in there too, for all I know.
No.
All right, just before we wrap up the hour, a reminder that how many days till Christmas there, Santa?
You know what?
130-something?
130.
This is the time to think about what to get that special someone in your life from Brian Jewelry. And if you're not sure, this is the place to go because as a jewelry store, their selection is huge. But what they have there is experience and brains that have done this so many times for people. I just don't know what to get. So they start asking appropriately probative questions. The information you provide can help them guide them to suggestions either from within their inventory or something they can create from scratch, because at Brian Jewelry, they can. But believe me, their selection is huge. They also have a club online at brianjewelry.com. Join it. So if you spend $200 or more, you'll get $100 knocked off that price just for joining that club at brianjewelry.com. See Lynn and her team. Free care and cleaning for the lifetime of your purchase. They can help you with financing at zero interest for qualified customers and more at Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main in Prattville.
Kennedy for Alabama is a political talk show where we discuss the real issues impacting our Alabama communities. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 or find us online at kennedyforalabama.org.
I watched the Beatles on Ed Sullivan many years ago. I listened to records, 8 tracks and cassettes. I still buy CDs and I'm not streaming yet. I let my grandkids program the phone. They put Bluetooth in the car. This I was thinking while the light was still blinking on my VCR.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Time of the tone.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Another Trump-endorsed candidate has sailed to victory in Wyoming. Harriet Hageman walloped incumbent Congresswoman Liz Cheney in the Republican primary, defeating Cheney by more than 30 points. President Trump took to social media to celebrate Hageman's big win, Mr. Trump calling Cheney a fool who he says should be ashamed of herself. In Alaska, incumbent Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski and fellow Republican Kelly Shabaka have advanced to the November general election in the U.S. Senate race. They are the top two vote-getters in the primary, two other candidates also moving on to the general election. On Wall Street, stock futures remain in the red. Right now, the Dow futures are down 192 points. NASDAQ futures off 116. S&P futures down 32 points ahead of this morning's opening bell. More details at srnnews.com.
The good news for you and I today is King Jesus knows where we are.
Are you ready to discover why God has called you? On October 4th through the 7th, join the Kingdom Agenda Pastor Summit. Create community impact from the comfort of your own home or join us in person.
I'm not going to let you make me what I cannot be, which is a man who doesn't struggle against sin and a man who doesn't need community and prayer.
Choose from over 40 compelling breakout sessions, including sessions for pastors' wives.
I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what the situation is. All that's real, but not relevant. Because this applies to everybody.
Work smarter, not harder. Sign up for the Kingdom Leaders Summit at cap2022.com and get empowered today. That's kap2022.com.
He says, let me explain your life. Here it is. It's a work of God, and it's just the beginning.
Sponsored by the Urban Alternative.
As you're just before the news, it is Boomer Appreciation Day, so let's appreciate one. Dana Carvey's a boomer, and he's a good stand-up comic.
Are those millennials arriving? Anyone? Millennials? Yeah. All right. Under 35? Yeah. Awesome. Look at you. She's gorgeous. Wow. Young, pretty. Look at these millennials coming in late, man. Hitting the bar kind of hard. They'll hold the seats. You're like superheroes. Enjoy your youth, man. Touch your toes. Never take a nap. Pound those drinks, wake up fresh. You guys are not going to mess up your life like the baby boomers. We were way too ambitious, man. Millennials, you're not going to mess up your life. You're going to work small, live small. Smart. Smart. Have some roommates. Maybe own a bike. Wow. You guys don't even need cars. We had to get cars to be cool. You're just going to Uber it up.
Well, that was funny, wasn't it?
No.
Okay, maybe that wasn't the best boomer humor we have in the system.
I should have tried just a little bit harder.
All right.
BH, it is boomer humor.
If we have time, yeah, we will learn about quiet quitting. Have you heard that term?
I have.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's kind of like last year's great resignation. We have a lot of people that are out of work. The interesting thing is the unemployment is at 3.5%, but the participation in the workforce is the lowest it's ever been in the modern era. Does that make any sense?
No.
I think there's too many benefits for people that just want to sit around.
But that's my generation talking. You whippersnappers, get off your butts and go get a job.
Okay, it's 8:11.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Some of you are getting wet right now. There are clusters of showers over the city of Montgomery, Elmore County, Autauga County, Chilton County, Pike County, more upstream. In fact, some thunderstorms, clusters of them, that'll be riding southeastward from Tuscaloosa and, you know, up around the Hoover area and down towards Clinton as the day goes on. So any hour of the day or night is fair game today for scattered to numerous showers and storms, especially this afternoon and this evening. Tonight's low 72. You know, today's high, that's debatable. I've got us at around 90, but if we may fall short if we don't get any sunshine at all. Tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, a generous supply of storms each day, scattered to numerous storms. They'll be random, locally heavy downpours in spots, highs held down to the mid to upper 80s, and not quite as many storms on Sunday. Right now, cloudy, showers in the area. It's 77, 813.
CBNS Bank.
We're here with David Little from Tucker Pecan. David, what's new at Tucker Pecan?
I am sorry. I had over itchy trigger fingers there. Because I'm busy working on something. So let me mention what that is while we're rebooting here. We're going to play True the Baloney today.
All right.
I have a couple of games that I've been getting ready. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested in playing, you have to call us on our special secret sauce phone number, 272-2587, because our regular number is not valid right now. 272-2587. I so rudely interrupted here.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations. Since we began in 1906, at CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Today is a very special day.
Why is today a special day?
Today is special because it is National Black Cat Appreciation Day.
Aren't they bad luck,
right?
No, they aren't bad.
Your black cat is crossing my path.
People do have superstitions about black cats.
Today is National Black Cat Appreciation Day.
A cat. He is one hep black cat.
Cat chat. It's showtime.
I think we're going to be able to play the game. I believe we have a contestant. Maybe we don't.
Truth or baloney?
Yes, it's the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire.
Yes, it does.
And generally runs along a theme. In fact, I can give somebody a choice today. No contestant?
Yeah,
oh,
you got one.
Wow. Awesome. Great, because I have to leave a little bit early. And it's the ever-reliable Bo Holt. Hey, Bolt.
Good morning.
Hi.
You going to come and celebrate the lizard landslide?
that's our plan right now. Unless some monkey wrench gets thrown our way, then yes, we will be there celebrating with you this evening.
All right, I have a couple of versions of the game. No, I don't. What happened to those? All right. The topic of your edition of True the Baloney is the number 21.
Okie dokie.
Okay, with dice, there are a total of 21 dots on a six-sided die. With dice, there are a total of 21 dots on a six-sided die. Truth or baloney?
Oh, goodness. You're going to make me do computations this early in the morning. I'm going to say baloney.
What?
Truth.
That's what I thought you said.
It's, I got a bad connection. These voice-over IP phones, you just can't trust them.
Yeah. You know, this, yes, our phone system in general. Okay, so you're halfway to glory. The 21-gun salute was first done in the year 1821, which is why it's 21 shots. Truth or baloney?
Oh, I'm going to go baloney.
And guess what?
You're a winner!
Yeah.
All right.
England started that tradition over 500 years ago. Ships usually had 7 cannons and would fire all of them before coming into port to show all of the cannons were now unloaded. On land, forts would fire 3 shots for every shot the ship fired, so 21 shots. We also used to do 21 shots in certain bars, but that's a long time ago, and nobody wants to hear those stories anyway. Yeah. So.
What are you talking about? We love those lame-ass stories.
Yeah, I know, but today, I got to go to the doctor. I'm going
I feel your pain on that. I'll catch you up this evening.
Okay, my friend. Hold on. Jay has got a Seafood Bistro gift card for you, which is very, very cool. All right, it's 17 minutes after 8 o'clock. When you need something to maintain the outside of your home, well, you know, it's like, remember that old saw that if you didn't see trucks outside a restaurant, it couldn't be very good?
Yeah, that's true. Well, we used to say that.
If you went to Lewis Lawn and didn't see professional trucks there, you might wonder what's going on, but you will see them there. The smart play, though, for a homeowner who likes to do their own lawn is to buy their equipment from a place that the professionals choose as well. For the product line, I mean, no professional is going to buy equipment that's going to be unreliable. Two, they have to know that they've got a place they can bring it to if something breaks or it needs warranty service. And then three, a place that can just do regular service to keep it lasting as long as possible. And Lewis Lawn has come through on all of those. I got a steel blower that's 14 years old. I got a Toro mower that's in its 14th year of mowing in the old neighborhood. My spies tell me it's still working. Because you can bring it there for service. If you're noticing brown spots on your lawn, for example, one of the first things Chad Sasser taught me, your blade is dull. You know, even grass may not seem like a big deal, but at thousands of RPMs, grass will dull the blade over time. And if you're seeing the brown spots, that's the blade pushing it down and digging it out of the backspin. A blade sharpening at Lewis Lawn, which is only a few bucks, they'll take good care of that. And it's easy to do. Just turn the mower on the side, take the flywheel, remove the blade, bring it to them, and then put it back, and you're good to go. Mowers, blowers, pressure washers, battery chargeable products, and great people to take care of. Make sure you have an awesome visit. That's Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. And 244-9191 if you need to call. Local News, 819.
For Alabama News Rising, I'm David Lamb. Tuscaloosa City Council on Tuesday evening voted to approve alcohol sales at Bryant Denny Stadium. The 7-member council voted in favor of the license, which now must be approved by the state's ABC board. Montgomery police say they've made an arrest in the murder that took place near Ann Street last Saturday. 39-year-old Timothy Ford has been charged in the shooting death of 26-year-old Christopher Thomas of Montgomery. Thomas was shot on Saturday afternoon, August 6th, in the 2600 block of Zelda Road near the Ann Street intersection. And State Senator Randy Price and his wife, longtime Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, are facing court charges over cows that got away. According to Opelika Circuit Clerk documents, the complaint was filed by a neighbor who alleges the pair committed the offense of animals running at large within the city of Opelika. Price has released a statement saying, in part, you can't always control your animal. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Got a couple of accidents to tell you about. East Boulevard, right at I-85, if you're coming over from Atlanta Highway, just past the entrance to Sam's. Use caution there. We're hoping they get that one out of the road quickly. Got another accident this morning out on Highway 126 right at Ware's Ferry. This is at Mount Meigs. A minor crash, but it has really got traffic backed up in that intersection there. Very busy on Northeast Boulevard and 231 out of Wetumpka. Keep it here for updates. At ReinhardtToyota.com, you can see and purchase vehicles that are on order that haven't arrived yet. Get the Toyota you want at ReinhardtToyota.com. Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I do the bare minimum, the simple bare minimum, because this stupid job is not my life. I do the bare minimum, clock in and out, and then I'm done. I won't come early or stay after five. That old hustle culture has just gotta go. I'm here for the paycheck, then I go home. Call this thing quiet quitting. I do my job and then I leave. I'm not trying to be CEO. Just give me more of that PTO, then I might work for you. The bare minimum at my job is all I do. That's all I do.
Happy 40th anniversary, Compact Disc. Yeah, I gotta admit, I wasn't always willing to embrace change. Because I remember when we switched to CDs in the radio studio playing music, I was not happy about it. I wanted to use the cartridges. It was just easier.
Oh, yeah.
Because with a CD, you had multiple tracks. Mm-hmm. It was so easy to get the wrong one.
Well, I never played CDs on the radio, but I was still in the cart era. I did play records.
Oh, yeah. No, they're making a comeback. You'll still see studios with them. 8:22, I will be departing the show a little bit early today.
Please clap.
Shut up. You Liz Cheney lover lizard. Jeb Bush. So we're going to move up Morning Maroons a little bit today.
Okay.
If that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
Music.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again. Whoops.
Clap for that, you stupid blackie.
As we stumble into today's Morning Maroon nominees, the dumbest of the dumb. I'm going to go ahead. Maybe somebody will get mad. But Dr. Shonda Morrison is blaming climate change on childhood obesity.
Yeah. CBS was first to report that. Yeah.
Now, let me ask you something, okay? Because the summers are so much hotter now, kids won't go out and play. That is BS.
It has nothing to do with the climate.
No. It's because kids are sitting in their houses buried, not all of them, of course, with their faces buried
into the phone.
Yeah, or listening to in-game chat with Jay.
Video games.
That's what's making kids fat.
You seen the numbers on that show lately?
We have. It was hotter than Hades in the summer when we were kids, but we went out and played every day.
Of course we did.
The only time we were inside wasn't when it was hot. It was when it was raining, and then we played Monopoly or something. Or learn how to play Pinochle.
Pinochle. I haven't thought about Pinochle in a long time.
I couldn't play it if I wanted to, but we played it every day. And we take a break from baseball or whatever. All right, that's number one. Now we stay in that realm with the climate activists. You know, in New York City, they're just randomly going around slashing SUV tires to teach you a lesson for owning one of those. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do that here in the South. I would not walk up to a pickup or a SUV and slash their tires because you think they're killing the planet. You might end up with issues yourself. But in France, the Extinction Rebellion Brigade is going around golf course and filling the holes with cement. They don't want people to play golf.
Why is that?
Well, I guess golf courses have sprinkler systems to keep the fairways nice, green, and lush.
Oh.
And they think that golf courses should not be allowed to do that, especially when water is short to come
That's
by.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. And here's this is a weird...
What about football fields, you know, that...
Oh, you'll never see anybody complain about that, right?
Sure.
And then we have, guess what state?
Oh, Florida?
18-year-old in Florida arrested Monday after he sent a text to a county commissioner offering to sell him cocaine. So the police arranged a meeting and busted him. This kid named Jack Fisher was arrested Monday after he sent a random text message to a county commissioner offering to sell him an 8-ball of cocaine. The commissioner went to cops. They traced the number to Fisher. They arranged the meetup at the shore of a pond near Bird of Paradise Drive in Palm Coast. He arrived. He got busted. He was carrying 3.2 grams of fentanyl. That's enough to kill 1,500 people. Charged with felony possession of fentanyl, intent to distribute, unlawful use of a two-way communication device, and blah, 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 blah. But mostly being stupid.
A random text.
Yes.
Selling drugs.
That's real bright, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's, you know, read Drug Dealing for Dummies. And that's the first thing they tell you not to do is send out random texts offering drugs. Yeah. So, yeah, especially, I think we got to give it to him.
Yeah, especially.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
County commissioner.
Yeah. In Palm Beach, no less.
Yeah.
826. We encourage a lot of partnerships on this show with the businesses that support us, and we're so grateful for those of you who choose to do that. Don Duncan, for example, for servicing your vehicle. Mr. Electric, when you need that type of work. Clark's, to keep your house comfortable and cool. Well, for your health, a partnership with Adams Drugs is great on a lot of levels. Number one, since the advent of COVID and all the chaos that was inflicted on us in that process, a lot of people lost that relationship with their pharmacy. Long lines. Pharmacies that were inside, people had to wait hours just to get prescriptions filled. Now, it's not like that now, but you should never have to wait when it comes to your health or wait for service. At Adams Drugs, that will never happen to you. 12 locations to take care of you. They begin immediately by trying to build a relationship. So when you walk through the door, like so many others I see at my Adams Drugs on Vaughan Road East to Taylor, they know you on a first-name basis. And it's really cool. They have all your over-the-counter needs. They have extraordinarily nice gift shops, all kinds of War Eagle Roll Tide merchandise, seasonal things. You'll see stuff for Halloween and autumn in those stores right now. But most importantly, pharmacists that have time to answer your questions and a state-of-the-art computer system that can import your health insurance and prescription history in just a matter of seconds. Try being treated nicely and not waiting in long lines or feeling unappreciated. Try AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Are you experiencing back pain? Are you already thinking about the uncomfortable drive home later today with your aching back and sitting in bumper-to-bumper traffic? Make better use of your time and avoid the traffic with HealthStar. Get back pain relief today. Appointments are available now. Call HealthStar before 1 p.m. and we will see you today in Montgomery or Prattville. Call HealthStar at 356-1111. Call 356-1111. Seeing patients Monday through Saturday.
Hey, at Marguerite's, if you have gold, we buy it. If you have diamonds, we buy it. Coins, all kinds of valuable things, yes, we buy it. Or if it's just sitting in a drawer and something that's important to you, we'll remake it for you. Or we'll trade it into something brand new. Regardless, don't leave things sitting around the drawer. You have all kinds of assets in the house. You need to check it out. Bring it down to us. We don't charge you to give you an evaluation of what it is. We're open 7 days a week at Marguerite's. Bring down your valuables. Let's see if you walk away with a check, trade it in, or get something brand new.
Your roof protects the biggest investment you will ever make.
So make sure it's a good one.
For over 77 years, the River Region has trusted Jones Brothers Roofing.
Whether it's a big job
or a small job,
count on Jones Brothers Roofing Company for quality materials, workmanship, at a fair price.
No gimmicks.
And did you know we do windows and siding, too?
Jones Brothers Roofing and JB Windows and Siding. Phone 265-1216.
Call Jones Brothers. You're glad you did.
Domestic violence does not discriminate. No two victims face the same challenges. Blue Water Broadcasting and Jack Ingram Volkswagen ask you to help us shine a light on domestic violence in the River Region by helping victims and survivors from the Family Sunshine Center get on their feet while transitioning from the shelter to safe living. Drop off your donation of household supplies, such as kitchen supplies, bedroom and bathroom essentials, and cleaning supplies to Jack Ingram Volkswagen. It's time to love what you drive. Donate what you can and help us shine a light on domestic violence, benefiting the Family Sunshine Center. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Jack Ingram Volkswagen.
To find out how you can help, go to newstalk931.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is Woke Math 101. Welcome all students at any point on the vast gender spectrum. This semester, we'll be covering basic woke math concepts such as division, where we'll divide the class based on their preferred group identity. Subtraction, which is now called cancellation, as in 4 canceled by 2 equals anyone? Anyone? That's correct. The right answer is social justice. We'll learn how the greater than symbol is now referred to as the more privileged than symbol, as in 10 is more privileged than 5. We will touch on some basic appropriated algebra, where the value of X is no more valuable than any other socioeconomic or sociopolitical variables. Now, at the risk of sounding as though I endorse ableism, please open your textbooks to whichever page you most identify with, and let's begin our indoctrination.
Boy, I thought, well, I did great with basic math. I can't imagine how tough woke algebra would be. I've said this 100 times. I'm not a stupid person. I just think there are people, like my sister. She took math courses I didn't even know existed. Yeah. And she aced them all. She's one of those people that can fill a 50-foot blackboard with a theorem.
You didn't do trigonometry, did you?
No.
I never did any
trigonometry. I would still be taking it. Yeah. But I think if I went back to high school today, I still wouldn't get it. I couldn't connect letters and numbers. I didn't see the point of it.
Algebra was fun when you got that long equation down to just a little tiny solution, but
it was fun as long as I had a good view of my next door neighbor's paper on her desk.
But when the teacher told me you're going to use this all your life and it's going to be real important to you, I haven't used it and it's not real important to me. So,
hey, you mean you've never used the neither have I
algebra, the quadratic.
What's the other one? The theorems in geometry you had to remember too.
Yeah. Well, you know.
I think I know what an isosceles triangle is.
Shortest point between two is a straight line.
Yes, that one. I got that one. I was there for that thing. Tips.
An object in motion tends to stay in motion in a straight line unless acted upon by an outside force.
Jay, you look deep in contemplative meditation.
No.
Okay.
Just picking the skin of my thumbs.
We do a lot of that here in the morning show.
Actually, I was thinking of the calls that we had earlier. We had an important call for someone else here, and they kept calling on the other line.
Right.
The line
that is not working.
They call. Right. They tell me this is an important call for somebody else. I'm an important person. I need to talk to them, and then it hangs up on them. I'm like, oh, well. They call back and said, oh, I think my phone dropped. I said, no, it's our phones. I'm so sorry. Here, let me give you the cell phone number. And then the phone dropped again.
Oh, no.
Calls back and says, hey, you're about to give me the cell phone number. So I give the area code, the first 3 digits.
Oh, no.
Click. It goes off again.
Oh, no.
4 calls just to get one message. Huh?
I know. So then I try to busy out the lines, and they can't stay.
They won't do that.
It keeps dropping.
You have to busy them all or none.
You know, that's why we should look at another phone company besides Joe's Phones.
You know, normally I'm not. I'm all for saving money wherever possible.
Right.
But I think, you know, I'm up to here with Joe's.
I mean, he looked professional in the trench coat and shades out by the alley, saying, "You know, have I got a deal for you?"
Yeah. He even offered me a cigar. Right.
It was weird. He was barefoot, but.
All right, 8:35 before I say.
Adios, muchacho.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Already a lot of activity on the radar this morning all throughout the area. In fact, around Montgomery County, Elmore County, Autauga County, and even upstream where the showers and storms get a little bit heavier. So rain just about any time today, scattered to numerous showers and storms, especially this afternoon and this evening. Not quite as hot today. And, I've got us around 90, and that could happen, I suppose. But right now, I'm starting to think we may not even get there. Low tonight, 72. Tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, a generous supply of showers and storms each day, scattered to numerous. They'll be random, locally heavy downpours in spots, with a high held down by clouds and showers to the mid to upper 80s all three of those days, and not quite as many storms on Sunday. Right now, showers in the area. It's 77 at 837.
At ASC Credit Union, we finance fun. With rates as low as 4.00%, financing your next adventure is easier than ever. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you have plumbing problems, and let's face it, we've all had plumbing problems or will have plumbing problems, our friends at Plumbing by Luquart, well, they're professional. This is really a no-brainer at my house, and it's a good peace of mind that if I do have a plumbing issue, I don't have to decide who am I going to call this time. It's going to be Plumbing by Luquart. So whether it's a leaky faucet, busted toilet, broken pipe, maybe a leak behind the dishwasher, they're going to be able to take care of you even in the middle of the night or anytime. You can call them at 264-9666, middle of a weekend, holiday, and they never charge overtime regardless of when you call. This is the good thing. Now, they'll pick up the phone and tell you that they're on their way. You don't have to block out the whole day, you know, when are they going to get here? The other thing is they'll tell you how much it's going to cost before they fix it. They're going to diagnose the problem. So there's no shock at the end. And that used to be such a big deal with other plumbing concerns that I dealt with over the years. Hey, since 1983, they've been second to none here in the River Region. Plumbing by Luquart, 264-9666. You can visit them on the web, acbyluquart.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Their Alabama certification number is 84417.
Boy, we're seeing a lot of stalwarts fall. Liz Cheney will not be reelected. Warner Brothers has canceled Little Ellen.
I didn't.
It's on HBO Max. I don't get it. But that was, I guess, when she was younger or something like that.
Yeah, I think it's an animated thing.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's been canned. And yesterday, Joe Biden, leader of the free world, took off his mask at the bill signing to cough. I think that's how those are supposed to work. Well, guys, have a good day. If there's really bad news, I'll call you.
Oh, I don't expect any bad news. This is just a checkup.
Don't worry. Dead Budell is waiting in the wings.
That's what I was hoping to hear. Check in with Skipper. I will see you this afternoon at 3. Rich and Jay are next.
Well, light to moderate traffic all over the area right now. We're a little busy on East Boulevard and also Atlanta Highway. That's about it. 231 out of Wetumpka looking a little bit better. Still a little bit of congestion at the Redland Road and River Bridge red lights. I-65 and 85 light to moderate through downtown Montgomery. Whether your credit's perfect or just plain bad, approval for an equity loan on your home or land is a phone call away. But you got to call. Call the A-Team MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76. Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
From our dealership to your driveway with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker, rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
You understand the importance of regular maintenance to keep your car running at its best. So remember to take the time to take care of yourself. Getting a COVID booster once you are due for one helps extend protection against serious COVID illness, often treated in a hospital. Find boosters near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, are we chumming the same as usual?
Yeah.
How's your baby girl doing?
She's great, but with three kids, we really need more space.
You should check out Guardian Credit Union. We got a home equity line of credit from Guardian to finish our basement. They have low rates and a great team that's easy to work with.
Really?
Yeah, my mom got a Guardian home loan to buy her house. They refinanced, too.
Thanks. I'll check them out.
Connect with Guardian for all your lending needs.
Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
Jeff Branca with Chappie's Deli. Mike, listen.
Hi, Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli. Jeff, what is that?
It's the Chappie's Deli Grill. Mike, it tells everyone two things. Number one, we cook on real grills at Chappie's Deli. No better flavor.
Hey, y'all, this is your girl, Cheryl Underwood, and I want to tell you something. My digestive system used to make me feel sluggish, but those days are over. Now I feel great. That's because I increased my fiber intake with the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge, and I'm still hooked. I just took Metamucil every day for 14 days, and it's really that easy. Metamucil traps and removes the waste that weighs you down, so you feel lighter and more energetic. Now I never want to go back to that heavy feeling. Are you ready for the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge? For a coupon and daily support, sign up at Metamucil.com today.
What's Working with Cam Marston is the business talk show focusing on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. Listen Saturdays at noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is not headline news. Madonna made out with two women to celebrate her 64th birthday. I'm pretty sure for my Nana's 64th, we just took her to Olive Garden. Snoop Dogg has a new cereal called Snoop Loops. Typical Snoop, only associating with products that can be enjoyed in bowls. Today is the 40th anniversary of the compact disc. Unlike vinyl records, they said CDs wouldn't skip. Fail! And today is National Thrift Shop Day. So if you're interested in stuff that was cast off by someone else, Pete Davidson's available. This is not headline news.
I haven't been to a thrift shop in, I don't know when.
Well, Eastbrook, is that a thrift shop, would you call it?
You know, flea market, so maybe, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, so I've been there. With
Same thing. I haven't been to a flea market in a while.
No.
I don't get out much, folks.
And I don't go to garage sales, but some people are garage sale.
The yard sale garage sale folks? Freaks. Yeah, man.
And they're there early. Mm. They show up early.
They do. They plan their routes. They get everything set. They're like, we're going to hit this one. What are you looking for when you're doing that sort of thing?
I don't know, but I've heard stories about people who advertise that they're going to have one, maybe starting at, let's say, 8 o'clock. But they hear noises at 6 a.m. in their garage and there's people out there in their garage saying, oh, we're just
browsing before you actually open up, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what store lets you walk in?
That's spooky.
what other store lets you walk in before you can buy anything and say, here, just have a look around?
Yeah, here. Can I get you some coffee, by the way?
Nothing. Jeez. We used to have, there used to be a, back when this station was upstairs, mm-hmm. and back when it was on AM, mm-hmm. we had some sort of Saturday. It was a Saturday morning, like a swap meet type thing. We'd list this. There's a yard sale over here. Okay. There's a yard sale here. There's a yard sale. They'd call in and say they're having a yard sale at some such location, and we'd put them out over the air.
Yeah, when I worked at WHHY, we would do that all the time. On the swap shop, yard sale here.
Yeah, but I'm just. What are you? You know,
what are you looking for? I think you're looking for whether they say one man's trash is another man's.
I suppose, but at this point, it's that's a lot of effort for maybe finding something. You know what I'm saying? Maybe.
I think some of the lure is the ridiculously low prices. Yeah. Like here, you can have this for $2.
Right. I mean, there has been those fines. Yeah, you know. Yeah. People watch enough of the reality shows on History Channel and stuff like that about people finding the treasure. They go to the
like paintings, rare paintings and stuff like that. And
or they go to the my grandparents used to run one, or at least were in charge of one for a while. Mini storage places.
Yeah.
Whenever the people stop paying on one, they have to auction it off.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You know, but I see at some of these yard sales, racks and racks of clothing.
I would feel a little creepy buying somebody else's clothes.
Yeah.
I just can't do that.
I would go and look for like comic books or maybe video games, but probably not. I don't know.
By the way, I think I'm going to unload all of my CDs, hundreds, and actually probably thousands.
Wow.
And I think I'm going to get rid of all my DVDs.
Well.
So if anybody in Radioland.
Now you know what we're going to be giving away for the next 6 months.
because I just don't use them, and I don't have room for them anymore, and there are some really choice stuff. Now, I'm going to keep all my vinyl, because I'm going to make a radio...
You're going to make a vinyl room? You're going to make a listening room?
Yeah, a listening room, and I think that's going to be really cool. And you know who has the biggest supply of that?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be Wendell.
Yes, he does. Yeah. He can help you set that up. He can probably help you organize that and figure out what you've got on your hands there.
But if anybody listening knows what I should do with my all my discs...
Yeah, like, what do you do with all those CDs and all those, you know, when I, every now and again, and by every now and again, I mean once every couple years, I'll get the bug of cleaning out a room and suddenly say, why am I holding on to this?
I know.
And I'll just trash it all.
You said a good thing one time. You said, if you haven't used it in the last year, why should I keep this?
Exactly. You know, a lot of the times I keep stuff because I'm like, you know what, I may need that. But then after a year or so goes by, I look and think, I haven't used that in forever. I'll throw it away. The odd thing is that usually maybe a year or two after I've thrown it away, I'll be like, really wish I'd have kept that thing and need it right now.
Kept that, right?
Yeah.
I know, I'm a pack rat about that kind of stuff.
I am.
I'm not a hoarder. You know what a hoarder is.
It's legal in Nevada, isn't it? No.
That kind. No, but you know, people who... you know, hoard.
I do. Yeah. Houses. Sometimes I worry that I'm like, you know, I'm borderline hoarder-ish. Yeah, like yeah. I am saving one more thing close to being a hoarder.
Well, we got a caller.
We do, and we don't have anybody to screen them, so let's just go right to the phones. Hi, who's this? You're on News Talk 90.
Hey.
Oh, hi, East.
Hey. Yeah, man, I tell you what, I'm glad I'm recognized in just a half a word.
That's all I needed was that.
Hey, Rich, let me tell you, there's some CDs, and I like, I've got a CD player next to my desk at home. I still like to listen to a disc every once in a while, and I've got a vinyl collection. But there are some key things that I want that I lost over the years, you know.
Yeah.
What would be fair? I mean, I would be happy to pay for just a viewing of what you have, and then we can make offers. I mean, what do you want to do?
we'll have to.
You probably haven't organized it all together, have you?
I haven't thought about it. They're in plastic containers, and there's just a whole bunch of them. Leave your phone number. We'll put you on hold and leave your phone number, and maybe we can figure out something. But
I feel like I'm on Pawn Stars here.
Well, you know, and then someone else told me that there's this place in Prattville that would buy all my discs.
But I want to see them before you.
Okay, because you know I used to be a music director at a
right
exactly,
and I've got, for instance, if you ask the record company for. Let's say something from, I don't know, name a group, and they would send you the whole catalog.
Oh, wow, yeah. Oh,
sure.
There's only one that you could never ask for. If you ever asked your Capitol guy for the Beatles catalog, they'd laugh at you and hang up.
Speaking of, is there an artist that you would keep that you're like you're going to go through your little CD and disc collection, even though you kind of want to get rid of it, you're going to keep your vinyl, but is there anybody or is there anything that you would say, you know what, that one holds a little special value, I'm hanging on to that?
You know, I need to go through them again and look, because maybe, but right now it's so easy. Spotify, it's just so easy.
Like, I would get rid of all my stuff except for my U2 stuff. I would keep all of that.
All right, I got you.
Regardless of what it is on, I would keep it.
Well, I have a few classics, and I'll probably have to revisit this idea. So, East, I don't know what to tell you, man.
I tell you what, you know, and years from now, people will say that was a Rich Thomas. like a fine wine or something, you know. But seriously, Rich, I'll be happy to... I'll be happy to pay what's fair, you know, but I'm a little behind on my Crosby, Stills, and Nash and stuff, you know, and I want to get a few of those things.
I'll tell you what, hundreds of those discs have never, ever been listened to. They were sent by the record companies, and I got spoiled, too.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Never paid for a concert ticket, you know, back in those days.
Well, thanks, East. We got to run. Appreciate you calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to the phone real quick. Hi, you're on News Talk. Who's this?
Hey, it's Bo Holt.
Oh, hey, man.
What's up?
Yeah. Well, of course, Jay, as you know, the reason why I would go to places like that is to find retro tech and all that kind of stuff. Rich, as far as getting rid of all your physical medium, I know it's very tempting to do that, and I might be, you know, paranoid here, but I just have not wanted to get rid of physical media because it just seems that once that's gone and you're reliant wholly on these streaming services, they can change the terms anytime they want.
I know, but it's just so easy to stream. You know, like, for instance, DVDs, watching a movie, I've got the movie, I can put it in the machine, but it's just so much easier to stream it, you know?
Pay the $5.99 instead of
whatever.
Getting up
putting
the disc in.
Hey, your phone's being all weird there, Bo. It's got a
really bad, bad phone connection.
It's got about, well, I say your phone. It's probably ours. I apologize. Given what's going on with our phones, I'm pretty sure it's not yours, but I think it's ours. But thanks for calling.
Appreciate the call.
Yep.
Thanks.
All right. Let's talk to you about the Seafood Bistro, which is opening up today at 11 a.m. They have got some great food over at the Seafood Bistro for you. You know, I always talk about the po' boys, but maybe you're looking at the boil bags. You're going to get a bib when you order one of those because I don't want to say it's messy, but you can make it messy if you want to. Their house specialties there, the seafood gumbo, the red beans and rice, signature dishes from them. I would say the shrimp and grits as well would be a signature dish from the Seafood Bistro. You can add bacon to that. The boneless style barbecue shrimp. These shrimp are gigantic. These are the big shrimp. The bistro tacos that they've got there, which you can get with gator or shrimp or mahi-mahi, even the fried chicken tenders, and the Seafood Monica pasta is just delicious. If you want to see what these dishes look like, the easiest way to do that is either go to your delivery apps on your phone, which you can get it delivered, or you can actually go onto their website, theseafoodbistro.com. When they open up at 11 a.m. today, you can call in your order if you would like to, or put it in over on the website. 279-7500 is their number, 1651 Perry Hill Road. They are hiring, so if you're looking for a job, make sure you inquire at the Seafood Bistro, and don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook. Here's traffic.
No real problems around the area at the moment. We've got light to moderate traffic, though, on East Boulevard, Atlanta Highway to I-85, and on over to Highway 231. Still a little busy on Atlanta Highway inbound to downtown. I-65 and 85 looking good through Montgomery. Millbrook, Prattville, Wetumpka, all clear at the moment. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Medical billing and coding classes begin September 13th. Pharmacy technician begins September 19th at Trenum State. You may qualify for WIOA funding. Call Trenum State, 420-4240. Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
From our dealership to your driveway with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker, rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Waiting was such a mistake. That's one of the things we hear most after we've successfully treated one of our patients for erectile dysfunction. At Montgomery Men's Health, we want you to know first and foremost that waiting is a mistake, because the longer you wait, the more difficult it can be to treat your ED. Using what you've got is important, not just for your relationship, but for your overall health. There's some truth to the phrase, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. At Montgomery Men's Health, we'll fight for your ability to consistently perform without the anxiety that so many men experience. In fact, you might even find you're performing like you haven't in a long time. We only treat ED and low T at Montgomery Men's Health, and we've successfully treated many men with protocols that are effective in nearly 90% of cases. We also have the full complement of treatments, including acoustic wave therapy, so you get the one that works best for you. So don't wait. Make an appointment. For just $99, you'll get a medical consultation, blood work, and if medically advised, a test dose. Call today, 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663, or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Time to play Expert or Imposter. I'm your host, Will Fix. Here are today's contestants, Jared with Tire City.
Hello.
Cletus with Flats R Us.
Hey, y'all.
And Joe Bob with Ain't Nothing But a Thing Auto.
Howdy.
Here's your first question. If a vehicle is running rough, does it need a tune-up? Jared.
Not necessarily. It could be something as simple as a $3 fuse or a $5 vacuum line.
Correct. If a vehicle is shaking, does it need an alignment? Jared.
No, an alignment will never fix your vibration.
Correct again, Jared. Next question. If the brakes are squeaking, does it need brake pads? Joe Bob.
You might got a mouse in your engine.
Cletus.
Can I ask Jared?
Jared.
Not all the time. We need to check your vehicle out before you make any assumptions.
And our expert or imposter champion for the 756th day in a row is Jared with Tire City. Ask Jared for expert advice about the maintenance of your vehicle, Tire City, and automotive service. For the location nearest you, visit TireCityAL.com.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Radio reaches over 90% of everyone in the River Region. Shouldn't your ads be out there where your customers are? Call us to find out more. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live Local Talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And welcome back. Greg out. Had to hit a doctor's appointment. He's probably already over there by now at this point. Waiting for Joey and Eddie to show up for their for news and views, which is coming up here in just about a minute.
So I'll be back tomorrow, and then I'll be out for a few days.
Headed to
a weather conference in Pittsburgh.
Have you ever been? This first time?
Never been to Pittsburgh, but I'm from that part of the world, you know, yeah. Cleveland. Pittsburgh used to be really dirty with, you know, like Cleveland was with steel mills.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's all the steel mills are gone, and it's a vibrant city.
Yeah, I've been with Bethlehem, PA. What is that? Yeah, that's Pennsylvania. Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, is it?
Right, and they used to have a lot of steel mills there. Mm-hmm. And